That we did. No, that we did in the Hakdama. We did the three reasons why we don't do it. And then we said there were six things. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Then in Perak Aleph, we defined what is Bechina. Musa Bechina is Boin and the Adam Bechokma. Bechokma Sabaira Nidus be Bruin, the Yaksh of Bob Sichla at Kamish and Koy Chavanosta Magia. We have to take something in the Bria and have a look at it and see the Chokma of the Boira that is apparent there. And then think about it. Thank you very much. Okay. Think about it with your seichel, as far as your seichel will take you. As far as your havana, your ability to understand, will take you. And don't stop doing that, because you won't be able to get to the bottom of it. That was the first thing we said. Then we said something else, very important. It's probably the whole story is all about this. Is that even though we see that everything has a lot of differences, it's enormous diversity in the Bria. When you start meditating on the Bria, you'll notice just how many colored greens there are. How many different colored greens there are. There's not just one color green and everything's the same color. Just look out the window. How many color greens do you see in 30 nanoseconds? Yeah, I can see five, six different color greens just looking out the window. There's a lot of diversity in the Bria, you know. There's not just one kind of insect, eh? You know, there's a bunch of different insects out there in the Bria, and a lot of diversity and differentiation. But if you go down to the core of it, it's all just one thing. That's what we said yesterday. So as we said, that you have different color plants. When the water goes from different color plants, the water takes on a different color. But at the end of that, it's all just one color. Light diffracts into many, many different colors, but it's shayrish, it's one color. You have to understand this principle clearly, clearly, clearly. Otherwise, you can't even start with Yiddishkeit. You can't even begin to understand anything in Judaism without this yesod. Let's see what he says. I don't know what he says. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. Shemesh, he discusses that we understand. Kemashkim behem gino, sheyesh bo prochim betzvoim shonim. As nearim hamayim ala prachim betzive prachim. The water, the mayim's on you put water on a yellow flower, the water looks yellow. No, he's using it as a marshal. He's not showing you what. Because water doesn't have color. It takes on the color of the thing that it. Water has nothing, actually. That's why it's called ma. Water is called ma. You know that in every language in the world, water is called what? In English, it's called water. In German, it's called Wasser. In French, it's called eau. Aqua. What is? It's from Latin. Yeah, which means what? Which means what? Qua means what? In every language in the world, the word for water is what? Because it has nothing. When you look at water, you say, what is it? That's all you can say about water. There's no tsura of its own. Pachas kamayim. Reuven was pachas kamayim. Interesting. He was like wild like water. I don't understand what that means. I gave a shit about that once, you know. Okay. But that's not the Nakuriya. Nakuriya is, when you look at the world, let me play with this really, really. Where this really, really should blow your mind. If you look at yourself, you've got a lot of different parts, right? Correct? You've got eyes, nose, kidney, fingers, you have multiple things going on inside of you. Yeah? You have 100 billion antibodies that are prepared to give their lives to keep you well. You know that? There's cells in your body that are prepared to die in order to keep you well. Yeah? You know that? T cells, C cells, A cells, antibodies, so much going on there. Now, if you look at them, they're all identical. That's what he's saying, no? No matter where you look in the Bria, whatever you see, it will all be identical. Where do you see that? So let me show you how it works. We've spoken about this many times, but I still can't get enough of this one. Eh? A fetus starts developing from what? From one cell. Yeah. In that cell is everything that the child will become. Everything. Now, what happens to that cell? It splits into two, right? Two half cells or two whole cells?
Two whole cells.
One half's the top part of the body, the other half's the bottom of the body, or no? Everything that you need for the child is in both cells. Then it splits into four. Four identical cells that contain the entire being. And then it splits to eight, and then 16, and 32, until eventually, somehow, and nobody knows why, in some really ridiculous, pathetic theories to explain how this happens, but no one's come even close. Yeah, one cell decides to become an eye, one a toe, one a finger, one a hand, one a kidney. How does that happen? But it's Freiresh, if you go back and you look, it's all one thing, all just one thing. Untold diversity in you, but in your body, we haven't got to the spiritual aspect yet. Yeah. And what? It's all just one thing. That's what he's telling you. Just because you see so much diversity and it's so complex and can't complicate or whatever, so that, yeah, it's not shaykh for me, I can't. No. Because Zois be yosoide vi kora achas hi. Ela shekol dova vedova kibbles tsurosoi ves tsunoisov gefitzeire ha'oilom. Your eye becomes an eye because that's what's needed in the world. Your foot becomes a foot. Why the foot doesn't want to be an eye and the eye doesn't want to be a foot, but they're all there. If you take the cell that's making up eye, tease it out, okay, you could grow the entire system. The entire system is there. Well, this is an eye and that's a foot. We have no idea. No idea. That's Shara Bechina. Any yeah buts? There's no yeah but there. That's,
there can be no theory. How can
they
not know?
The scientists have no...
Really?
They have no valid... Nothing that comes even close to understanding how this works. Because it's a college ball. Ooh, we understand how it works. Ask any six-year-old, he'll tell you how it works.
Make sure never replicate.
That's off my boy. Replicate what?
It's process. They can't. They can never figure out how to do it.
No, the thing grows. They can take cells and they take a cell and they grow another you. They grow another.
Splitting.
How would they know? No, the splitting or whatever, maybe they can do. But how do they get the eye to be an eye and not a right. toe? No way to do that. No way to know. Again, up to my last, in the last maybe 2 years, maybe someone's come up with something. I don't know. But they've been battling with this for many, many years. I haven't put my head into what's going on in science for a while. They don't get trained. They come up with cockamamie with them. They believe it. They're fine with it. Mahusa Bechini, she's born in Adam, Bechokhma Sabayra, and Niris Bibrui. What is Bechina? That you'll meditate on the wisdom of the Boira that's apparent in the Bria, and you'll think about it with your Seichel up to the point that your understanding can go. That's what we just did. No, that is Shara Bechina. You look at a human cell, and you understand how that grows into. By the way, the ramifications of this are more startling. If everything contains everything, which we just described, yeah? Every cell in the body contains the whole system. That means the world must be like that as well. That means everything in the world, you could take any part of the world, it must contain the entire universal experience. And that the scientists have come to a conclusion, therefore, if you find in one part of the Bria consciousness, there must be consciousness in every aspect of the Bria. Any six-year-old will know you, will tell you that. Any six-year-old who's learned any Torah will be able to tell you that's posh. It has to be that way. Everything in the Bria must contain consciousness. What is that consciousness? Ratzon Hashem. If it exists, Hashem's willing it into existence. Of course, there's Hashem's consciousness in every aspect of the Bria. Sure. How could it not be? What was the jump?
We have done it before, but I can't remember.
Just showed that everything contains everything. Every mitzvah, for example, every mitzvah contains all the other mitzvahs. It's just tzitzis is shining bright now, but all the other mitzvahs are when you're doing tzitzis, all the other mitzvahs are lurking there in the background. Because the Bria is made up of 613 parts, the same way you made up of 613 parts. There's 613 mitzvahs, right? In the 10 spheres, each sphere contains the other sphere. It has to be that way, because everything contains everything. Now, the basic premise today in Torah has always been that way, and science is also understanding this. Everything contains everything. Where did they see it? They saw it in the human cell. The human cell contains everything.
You proved it to me with the human cell.
You proved me I know it up there, I know it everywhere.
The human cell contains everything. Everything, that's a basic premise. That everything contains everything. That's the way the whole polis put together, the whole world's put together that way.
But this rock over there, how can you say that contains everything?
That contains everything. It's just right now shining rock, but it could be anything you want it to be. We don't know how to make that happen.
You mean you break it down to atoms and protons and neutrons?
And you'll see the entire system is there. The entire, not the same. The entire system is there. It has to be that way.
That's singularity.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what singularity is. It used to be a medicine that we took for asthma, singular. I don't know what singularity means. I don't know what that word means. Define singularity. You have to define your terms when you throw words like that out. You have to define what you mean. I'm learning Torah now. I don't see whatever.
So Hashem, because Hashem's willing this rock into existence, there is a need for this rock, just like there's a need for everything else.
That's for sure. No, I'm talking about something much deeper.
So I don't get it.
Everything in the Bria contains everything. Every aspect of the Bria contains every aspect of the Bria. That's a basic premise of Torah. A basic premise of Torah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, everything is just one thing in the Bria. It means everything contains everything, because Hashem is everything. Okay, that's another subject. You know what? We need some more background here. You're right, I took a jump. Hold on. We'll get the background. One day we'll get there, Bezrat Hashem. But in the meantime, you just accept it as a given. The same way as we see in the human cell, everything contains everything. The same way as Chazal tell us that in the midst of everything contains everything, the spheres, everything contains everything, the building blocks of the Bria, everything contains everything. As the same way as on Yom Rishon, in the Bria, everything was there already. And then it just came out afterwards. In that Yom Rishon, everything was there. So there are many ways to say it, but you're right. It needs more background and more avonah, and maybe look into it a bit. As we go, because that's all part of Shara Bechina. But the human cell is enough to keep you bouncing up and down of your seat for a good few weeks, okay?
Everything is connected to everything. It's the unity of...
Total universe connectives include all events. Time as well, by the way. Time is no different. Hanukkah is not just remembering what happened there. That time has come back again. We're back in that time again, for sure. Time is for sure not that. If it's in space, it must be in time as well.
When that first baby cell splits into two, yeah. You have everything in both two cells. Yeah. So eventually, then what if the bulb one becomes the eye one becomes a toe? You'd end up with millions of babies that you'd have. Each of those cells.
Each of those cells potentially could be an entire child. Yeah. So it means if I don't know why we'd want to inflict the world with another you, but if we wanted to, we could tease out one of your cells from anywhere, from any part of the body, and regrow an entire you from that one cell. Yeah.
Once it's already flipped over to something else.
Yeah. It still contains everything.
A toe cell
has everything in it. It doesn't lose everything else, it becomes a toe. No. Don't make that mistake. I'm glad you raised that. No, in the toe cell is everything. It's a toe shining bright, and the others are all just subdued.
Like tzitzit. Like the tzitzit is shining bright.
Shining tzitzit is shining bright, but all the mitzvahs are there. When you're putting on tzitzit, you're touching all the mitzvahs. It's just tzitzit happens to be shining. You don't make a broch on a shnekishan mitzvahs, avit sivan el tarak mitzvahs. Al tzitzit. I mean, this is, I'm doing tzitzit now, but in tzitzit is everything. It's just, it's everything. So you ask me, how come it says this one should call it Teletero? They're all should call it Teletero. Whilst I'm not, okay, I'm just adding double stuff. Nachon. It doesn't really affect me in the mitzvahs. I don't know. Somehow that doesn't excite me as much as it does in the human cell. I don't know why. Everybody gets turned on where they get turned on. I mean, everybody. Fine. Okay. He's born in Bebriya Saboire. Mikatnama Godlock. Go along and use your Bina. Go and understand the creatures of the Boira, that which Hashem created, Yeshmiyai, from the smallest to the biggest. Go from subatomic particles to galaxies and nebulae and whatever. V'ayin b'dvorim sheterem avanta. And go look at things that you haven't understood yet. V'timtza b'zrat Hashem sha'emes hi. You'll see that the truth is, like I told you, should be called Nibra Benibra. Every aspect of the Bria, there you can discern, you can see Chochmas HaBoira. Try it out. He says, you see, I'm telling you the truth. Ushakol sugi ha-chokma nirim bebruim, kula mis'avsim miyusod v'shoyesh echad. All the types of chokma, he's going to go through a whole range of different types of chokma that you see apparent in the Bria. All of them come together from one foundation and roots, all one thing. All one thing. V'yadat ha-yom v'shavoysa v'olecho, ki Hashem hu alokim b'shamayim v'aretz v'al ha-aretz v'atz mitachas ein oy. There is nothing other than Hashem. That's the shoyresh. And the foundation of everything. Everything. Okay, that raises lots of philosophical discussions and questions and discussions in Kabbalah, whatever. Okay, fine. Well, that's what he's saying we have to do. We have to be mizbeinen in the Bria, from the smallest to the biggest. Today, we're able to see things that are trillions and trillions of kilometers away from us, that are trillions of kilometers big from one end to the other, and there's trillions of them. And they're flying around at speeds that are beyond comprehension. Today we have access to this. You can see it. Nuts. Unbelievable. And we can plummet into the innermost depths of the atom and see things that the eye can't, so small you can't even see it. Yeah? I don't even know where they're holding in subatomic particle in astrophysics anymore. I have no idea where they're holding, but they must be pretty deep into the system. 30 years ago, they were pretty wild. It was sounding mystical already, the scientists. As from the smallest to the biggest. Okay, so I don't have access to subatomic particles. And it's very hard to see the Chokhmah and what's going on in the higher, whatever, in the billions of galaxies or whatever. Well, start with something small. Rav Simcha Zatzal used to say, you can't understand when you look at your hand why you don't faint. Why don't you faint when you look at your hand? Because you're not thinking about what you're seeing. If you think about a hand, properly, like if a victim and a teacher, you had to look at an orange, you would faint. Faint, possible, not shy to absorb. Okay. Hoyle, the Chokhma Saboy, Raini Neres, Ba'if, and Shava Bekola Bruin. Since all the different Chokhmas of the Boira aren't apparent in the Bria equally, and the Shamikol Min Umin Shela Bruin, Nikeres, Chachmos, is Brach, Ba'if, and Shoyne. In each species, in each part of the Bria, the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized differently, in a different way. L'chein, aleinu lizboinan v'lachshoiv b'chokhmah saboira, at shesichleinu yatsik, es in yona al bruyov, b'li kol sofet. Hu yikova b'renaseinu l'lebal nishkochein. That was quite a lot of work here in one sentence. Therefore, you need to meditate and think about the Chokhmah of the Bria, the Boira. Add that your seichel can attain. And all the matters of the Bria, then you come to know Sofek, and it's entrenched, it's fixed in your thoughts without being able to forget them. If the Chokhmah of the Boira was apparent in the Bria equally, so then there would be no one would have any sophics about them. There would be nothing to be doubtful about. And the Chochmah and the Tipesh would be able to arrive at it together the same way. Why is it that everything has to be so complicated? Why is it that everything has to be so different and multifaceted and whatever? Because when something only does one thing, when something's a one-trick pony, it only does one thing, there's such a deep psychological principle, it's crazy. It's obvious that what it's doing isn't coming out of Rotson. When all the thing does is predictable and all it's doing is one thing all the time, then that's what it's programmed to do. There's no Rotson or Bechira. That's what's put into it. No star woke up one morning and said, I'm sick of being a star. I'm having a midlife crisis. I'm going off to be a donkey. No donkey woke up one morning and said, this is ridiculous. I want to be a giraffe. Never. It just does what it does, what it does, what it does. No cow woke up one morning and said, to heck with you. I'm not giving you milk today. They just do what they do, predictively, compulsively, That's what they do. We do a lot of that as well, by the way. We do a lot of stuff that's just so predictable and so obvious that that's what's going to be. Ask the computer, what's this guy going to do? Tuck, tuck, tuck. That's what he's going to do. Bechira is the opposite of that, by the way. Bechira, you can never predict. You can never predict Bechira. Because Bechira is a spontaneous creative moment. You can't predict that. He has to do that because that's what he does. The sun does what the sun does. Comes up at the same time. It's predictable. You can track the sun's path for the next 100 years if you want. The tides, completely predictable. So it's not functioning out of Rotson. There's something forcing it to do what it's doing. He can't do anything else. He wants to use Aish. Fine, let's use Aish. His job is to burn. He can't do something else. He can't say, no, I'm not going to burn. That's not a posh. Water has a lot of different things going on there. But he chooses the one. When somebody's functioning out of rots and chofshi, free will, free desire, he does lots of different things. Sometimes he gets out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he jumps out of bed at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he can learn, he can't learn, he thinks he doesn't. Sometimes he's nice, he's sweet, he's wonderful. You know, try and get your wife to stand still so you can understand it. No, because it keeps changing. It's different. It's all. We like that as well. That's obvious. Hashem does everything out of free will. So Hashem doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything. There's nothing forcing Hashem to do anything. Whatever he does, he's kulu kulu miyarotzon. He doesn't have some natural tendencies that force him to do what he's doing. We come into the world with lots of natural tendencies. You might be giving charity to that's what your natural tendency is. Doesn't mean you have a mid of chesed. It means that's what you do. You were born with that. Mid of chesed is when you ask to take your kid onto the mountain and shecht him. Let me see where you're really holding in terms of your yirus Hashem. Or you're just doing it because that's what you do. You ask to do something that goes against your nature. No, Hashem's not forced to do anything. And he doesn't have any tendencies that push him in one way or another. That's why you look at the world, you see there are lots and lots of different things going on. Why does he do what he does? Because that's what his chokhmah determines is necessary now. All these changes and all the diversity is there to bring you to a koresh as all one. Go study the whole Bria from the heavens to the earth to everything to do what? To come to the Korah, that's all just one thing. That's the whole. That's my Shemel Gen Shem Echad. All one thing. That's our work. Our work is to look at all this fragmentation, all the diversity, and to come to stand Shakol Echad. Nothing interferes with his desire to do what he does. If you see something happening in the world, that's because that's what Hashem wants. That's the way God made it, because that's the way God wants it to be. I'm not telling you where that quote's from, because that's stupid love. Can't believe I said that in the best Midrash, but anyway. It's true. Even though it was said at Woodstock by Billy Preston. But anyway, that's long before your time. Fine. So I apologize for shame. It was good you got it from here. The Moshe Omer Dovid Omele, Kol HaShech Chofetz HaShem Osse B'Shemayim V'Oretz V'Aseich HaMechev Shimitam Zeh Niras Chochmes HaShem B'Broev Bo'ifonim Shonim. Therefore, the way HaShem Chochma manifests in the Bria is going to be different because everything requires a different response to Hashem because everything has to be different. But the goal is to see in all this diversity the Sheresh, the Echad. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Echad. Elokeinu is the diversity. Hashem is Echad, is Aleph. Aleph is made up of two Yuds and above, which is Gematria 26. Yud Kev Vav Kei 26. Aleph is there. When does the Bria start? With Bracious, with Base. Base is the beginning of diversity. And then it just expands out and out more and more and more according to the Chochmah El Yoyin of how much diversity you need in the world, how big the world needs to be, how big there's a small part of everything. But the diversity is there to plumb and go into and understand it, to come to that corner that it's all one. But Akim Levada Yoidea Im Mechmasibazu Levada Lord Nivru Kola Brim Bitmus Butsurachas Kihamasviraku Gavua Mesagasainu. Obviously, that's very important to wire into the system, is that Hashem's understanding and wisdom is way beyond our grasp. I'm just giving you one reason why it has to be like this, for many, many other reasons that we haven't understood yet. Only Hashem has the wisdom that understands everything. We understand little bits and pieces. We use our abilities to extrapolate, to try and expand that wisdom, to take what we understand and take it further. Well, at the end of the day, this is just one very small reason why things are the way they are. Well, it's a positive premise that when you're going to study the Bria and Transia Hashem's Chochmah in the Bria, it's going to manifest differently in different areas. That's the bottom line. Yeah. Nifle v'neira.
That was like a lot. Sorry. That was a lot.
So I get a bit carried away with it.